Past Patiently Waiting. Written by Slumber. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom, Scape the Infinity. Relationship, Nanjo Kojiro, Sakura Yashiki Kaoru. Rating, Teen and Up Audiences. No archive warnings apply.
Oi, where were you?
Kojiro asks with a grumble, sinking into his seat with a wheeze as he makes it, barely, in time for the bell.
Waited forever out there.
Kaoru hums, glaring only when Kojiro, ever the busybody, leans over to poke his nose at none of his business again.
Back off,
he says, turning his body to cover the notebook he'd been scribbling on.
Carla's stuff? Again? That's what you blew me off for?
Kojiro's face twists into a frown.
Seriously, Kaoru.
I couldn't get the angle of approach right,
he mutters, scratching out calculations. How fast he can measure these things, how quickly he'd need to react. He knows he's nowhere near the level of skater he should be, but...
This is still about last night, isn't it?
Kaoru keeps his gaze studiously on the notebook. If he looks up to meet Kojiro's gaze, he knows it's only going to make him feel exposed again. Kojiro always knows what's going on, the one huge drawback to having known him all his life.
I had no chance.
Kojiro huffs.
Of course you don't,
he says.
You went up against snow. Barely anyone's got a chance against Infinity's founder. Not even Reki, usually. They've been skating forever.
Kaoru frowns until all the equations on the page start blurring out of focus.
Adam does,
he mutters, low under his breath, just as their homeroom teacher walks in. Kaoru wouldn't have wanted to know what Kojiro had to say about that, anyway, in case he heard it.
It's because you think too much about everything,
Kojiro says later, after school, when it's just the two of them practicing tricks over at the ocean drive-in. He kicks his board up for a flip, as though to demonstrate his point, but even from where Kaoru's standing, he can see there's not enough runway for the move, so all it does is wipe him out.
And you barely think, period,
Kaoru says, standing over Kojiro and raising an eyebrow at him. Kojiro just grins, lazy and languid, his stupid, droopy eyes crinkling at the corners.
Gonna help me up?
He asks, and Kaoru was already halfway through doing that, actually, but he says it in that dumb, syrupy tone that Kaoru's only ever heard him use when he's trying to be a smooth operator.
Help yourself up,
Kaoru huffs, shoving him back on his ass before he kicks off on his board for a few irritated rounds around the lot.
Hey!
Kojiro calls after him, speeding up on his board to catch up.
Where are you going in such a hurry?
Kaoru turns to him, incredulous.
What happened to Miyazawa?
Who?
Kaoru blinks.
Your latest admirer,
he says. She'd only called him out back half an hour ago, all pretty flushes and nervous hand-wringing, the universal signs of a girl about to confess.
You're unbelievable. You can't just leave a new girlfriend behind like that. Don't you usually walk them home on your first day?
Kojiro, uncharacteristically, stays quiet.
What?
Kaoru asks, frowning at the way his face looks. Pinched, somehow. For some reason.
Don't tell me she had any other reason to go talk to you.
Kojiro just shrugs.
You're right, she confessed,
he says.
I just turned her down.
Kaoru's wheel stumbles on some crack on the road, or something, because he tips out of balance and flies forward, foot coming off his board and ground rushing up to meet him until... a strong hand wraps around his waist, and he's pulled back.
Careful,
Kojiro says, his voice sounding too close to Kaoru's ear. He jerks away immediately, the heat of embarrassment at such a lame near-bail creeping up his cheeks.
"So you turned her down?"
he asks, steering the topic back to Kojiro.
"You never do. Wasn't she cute? What happened?"
"Nothing happened,"
Kojiro insists, following Wenkao to start skating again.
"Just didn't feel like it. I told you it wouldn't take a moment, and then you just took off. Where are we going?"
"You don't have to go anywhere you don't want to,"
Kaoru bites out.
"I'm going to Reki's."
"You okay over there, Joe?"
Reki asks from his workbench as he finishes up tightening Kaoru's new wheels onto his board.
"Yeah,"
Kojiro says, sullen.
"I told you you didn't have to come,"
Kaoru snaps at him.
"Why wouldn't he want to come?"
Reki asks.
"Hey, you want to sit over here and look at what we did?"
There's a pause after that, and Kaoru's sure Kojiro's just going to continue sulking in place. And for what? It's not like Kaoru twisted his arm to get him here. But he eventually shuffles over and sits down on Kaoru's other side.
"You done yet?"
But Reki, because he's a better person than Kojiro, doesn't miss a beat. He grins wide at both of them, showing off his work.
"Sure am. See here, where the wheels can turn now? Cherry should be able to move at the angle he needs that way. Or at least, it should be easier. You just gotta make sure you lean into it, yeah?"
"I told you you can call me Kaoru outside of infinity,"
Kaoru mumbles, but he holds up the board reverently in his hands. He's been driving himself mad trying to make the turn himself, and failing, but Reki's always got a different way of looking at problems than him, and a more innate understanding of how skaters move. Using a different kind of wheel never once occurred to Kaoru at all.
"This is genius, Reki. Can I try it?"
"Yeah, back lot should be free,"
Reki says with a wave of his hand. Kaoru stops.
"You don't want to watch?"
"I'll come out in a bit,"
Reki promises.
"I told Longao to fix up his board before he gets back. Shouldn't take too long. Joe, you should go with Cherry and tell me how he looks."
"But..."
"You heard him,"
Kojiro says, nudging Kaoru along, his palms warm on Kaoru's shoulders.
"Let's get out of his way."
Kojiro's sour mood seems to go away once Kaoru talks him into doing laps with him out back, though, and the two of them take turns attempting the latest trick they've been working on and laughing at each other when they bail.
"Ha!"
Kojiro whoops when he finally nails his Casper flip, whipping around to beam wide and bright at Kaoru.
"Did you see that?"
"How could I look anywhere else? You were so noisy,"
Kaoru says with a snort, but even he can't hide his own grin. That did look pretty cool.
"That was not bad."
Kojiro makes a face.
"It rocked, you can say it."
He nods at Kaoru's board.
"How's that working out for you?"
"Pretty sick, actually,"
Kaoru says. Reki's work is always top-notch, and as soon as he lets Kaoru, he's going to start apprenticing under him to learn what he can.
"It moves so much better than what I was used to. I don't know how he does it. It's just instinctive to him, I guess."
"You're not too bad yourself, you know,"
Kojiro's quick to point out.
"I've seen him on a tablet. That guy can't operate his way around tech if he tried."
He sighs, sitting cross-legged on the dirt.
"Your AI programming's pretty impressive. Carl is gonna be big someday."
It's the nicest thing Kojiro's ever said about Carla. He's looking to the side when he says it, too, his bottom lip sticking out like a half pout and his cheeks tinged red. Kaoru falters himself. He stammers.
"That is, I mean..."
"Doesn't make you less of a nerd, though,"
Kojiro adds, and that, well,
That Karu knows what to do with.
Take it back, you dumb... Langa-san, wait up!
Someone calls from out front, the unmistakable deep voice ringing loud enough for all of Naha to hear.
Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Karu isn't sure what Kojiro means when he mutters that, but that can wait until later. He heads back into the workshop, Kojiro not far behind, just in time to see Langa and Eki exchanging looks as the front door to Eki's workshop swings open and Adam walks in, his driver hurrying in after him.
Oh,
Adam says, the melody in his earlier voice dulling into a flat lie.
I see everybody's here.
This is my workshop,
Eki reminds him, bemused. Not so subtly, he tugs Langa over by the wrist, slinging his arm around his shoulders.
To what do we owe the pleasure?
But Adam just looks unfazed.
I would like to issue a challenge for a beef,
he says, taking out a foil-lined card glimmering gold against black from the pocket of his jacket.
The invitation is for a fortnight from now, at the top of Crazy Rock.
Okay, Langa says, just as Reki snorts, then turns to Langa with a baffled look.
What? You just went up against him last week.
And it's a pleasure every time,
Adam sighs, turning his 100-watt smile back toward Langa.
Do you want to know what's at stake this time, Langa-san?
Langa purses his lips a little.
Isn't it always a date or something?
Perhaps the spark no longer burns as bright for you,
Adam murmurs.
But...
Perhaps if you won at least once,
Kojiro mutters under his breath, making Karu choke on a laugh and causing Adam to shoot him a glare.
Snow's probably getting bored, Adam.
Who said the challenge was with Snow?
Adam says with a smirk before he hands the invitation over to Reki.
This time, the challenge is over Snow.
Why are you so stressed? It's not even your beef.
Kojiro complains as the two of them make their way back.
He wouldn't even accept any of my challenges before.
Karu mutters, kicking at the dirt at his feet.
And he wouldn't say why.
Do you think that sort of thing's romantic?
Huh?
Challenging Langa's boyfriend for the right to date him.
Kojiro scratching at his cheek, his gaze to the sky.
What'd you make of that?
Karu frowns.
It's a little antiquated,
he admits.
Langa wouldn't, even if Adam won. And anyway, Deki wouldn't let him win.
Do you think that's romantic?
Kojiro asks.
Reki not backing down? I don't really know,
Karu says with a shrug.
It makes no sense to me when it's Langa Adam's interested in. Why skate with anybody else?
Kojiro laughs.
What? You said with, because to you, it's about the skating itself. I'm glad you said that,
Kojiro says.
I think Adam sees it more like a fight. That's why he's always alone when he skates.
What are you talking about?
Karu asks.
Everyone's alone when they...
Kojiro turns to him with a smile.
Race you to the park,
he says, hopping onto his board to speed away.
Last one pays for dinner.
Hey!
Karu cries out, scrambling to chase after him.
You dirty cheat!
Karu gets distracted following a specific line of code for Carla's programming, so he barely sees anybody else,
except Kojiro, who lives practically next door and is, therefore, the exception, until Adam's beef with Deki comes up. The crowd's livelier than usual when he and Kojiro arrive, boards tucked under their arms as they try to get a good spot to look. They find Langa near one of the jumbotrons, his long hair tied into a ponytail low against his neck, arms crossed as he chats with Mia, another Infinity founder, and a kid in clown makeup and orange hair that Kaoru's never seen before.
When's the good part start?
The kid grumbles, arms crossed and face arranged into a frown, maybe so he can look more intimidating than what he seems.
You'll know when it does,
Mia tells him, typing something quick on his phone.
Who's this?
Kojiro asks.
Oh, that's just Hiromi-chan.
The name's Shadow,
the kid says, glaring at Kojiro and Kaoru.
And I'm gonna be the strongest skater around here.
Good luck with that,
Kaoru says with an unimpressed snort.
Where are Deki and Adam?
Langa checks his phone.
Deki's on his way.
I'm sure Adam's planning a grand entrance,
Kojiro says before he tugs at Kaoru's arm.
Come on, I found a good spot to watch last time.
What about...
You really want to watch Langa moon over Deki the entire time?
Kojiro asks, driving his point across clear enough Kaoru follows him without another word. The beef turns out to be a lot more exciting than Kaoru anticipated. Adam's always been an impressive skater, and Deki's a lot more low-key about skating for competition over enjoyment, but between his years of experience and Adam's natural talent, they come up pretty evenly against each other, staying neck and neck all the way through to the final moments of the race. In the end, it's Deki who makes it over the finish line first to beat Adam by millimeters, leaping right into Langa's open arms and knocking them both down onto the ground, twin laughs ringing loud over the speakers. Kaoru downloads the video of the beef. Mia put them up pretty early the next morning. But he'll have to wait until he's back home from school to figure out what times they both got. It's probably something he can beat. Probably.
I can see you making calculations in your head,
Kojiro says, peering up at him and filling his vision.
Hello, Earth to Kaoru.
Get your ugly mug away from me,
Kaoru grumbles, shoving his face away.
What?
I said I was starving. Wanna grab some burgers?
Is food all you think about?
He mutters, massaging his temple with a sigh before his stomach, quite rudely, growls its betrayal.
Sure, blame it on me,
Kojiro says, skating ahead of him. Kaoru follows, catching up to skate next to him when Kojiro slows down before a light.
Hey, look! I think they finally got something new to replace that bar that shut down.
Yeah?
Kaoru follows Kojiro's gaze to the fresh paint and new sign adorning one of the buildings they're passing by. It's still clearly under construction, but there were signs and notices plastered on the windows.
Oh, it's Italian. Is it? Isn't that your favorite?
Kojiro asks, taking a closer look.
Says they're hiring part-timers.
Kaoru hums. He hasn't admitted it out loud, but somehow Kojiro managed to pick up on that a few years back.
What? You're thinking of getting a job? Why wouldn't I? I was thinking I'd try to learn to make carbonara. Why would you even do that? You hate pasta.
Kaoru points out, pushing off to skate across the street when the light turns green. Kojiro takes off after him.
Yeah, I wonder why. When's the last time we had a beef, anyway?
Kojiro wonders, munching through his fries. Kaoru arches an eyebrow.
Didn't we just race each other getting here?
He takes a sip of his root beer float.
I meant a proper beef, with something on the line. Something you want to win from me?
Kaoru asks. Kojiro grins.
So you think I'm gonna win?
You wish.
Kaoru swipes a couple fries from Kojiro's tray just to prove his point.
You're wrong, but don't come crying for a rematch if you lose.
It only occurs to Kaoru, seconds before their beef is set to start, that Kojiro never did tell him what they were skating for.
What do you want to get if you win?
He asks instead, and Kaoru can see what he's doing, lobbing the question back around. But if that's how Kojiro wants to play it, then...
That Italian place looks like it's gonna be expensive,
Kaoru says.
Suppose you can pay for dinner there once it opens.
Sure, sounds good to me,
Kojiro says, with fewer protests than Kaoru expected. The stoplights start counting down, blinking red. They set their boards down at the line.
And if you win?
Kaoru asks. Orange. They get into position. Kojiro winks at him.
Then that can be our first date.
Green. Kojiro runs for his board and takes off, his loud whoop echoing in the air.